so you can't see out there until you've already seen it within yourself. So the willingness to surrender positionality out of humility to God means that one is then ready to accept the possibility that intrinsically men are innocent and that they're suffering from a profound ignorance, and that the only way out of suffering then is to transcend that ignorance to spiritual truth. So then one becomes a student of spiritual truth in their personal life, or even eventually in their professional life, you see. The relief of human suffering then is what medicine is about, psychiatry is about. It's why I went into psychoanalysis. Each of those things was to sharpen the capacity to, you know, assist in the relief of human suffering in its all of its forms, whether it's psychopharmacology or understanding unconscious conflicts. If you're dedicated to that endeavor, one eventually ends up with spiritual truth and spiritual programs, because to many human dilemmas, there is no other answer. Just like there's no other answer to the death of a loved one except to surrender to God and the will of God in the knowingness that eventually spiritual truth will heal all pain. The way we transcend all that, again, goes back to humility and the willingness to let go of the way we see things and allow a spiritual truth, which comes in of its own. People don't realize that when one becomes silent, out of that silence, all of a sudden arises a realization. We try to force an answer or force God to give us an answer with a demand. Many prayers are nothing but demands. We try to force God to respond to our demand, which is disguised as a prayer. I prayed as such. No, you are trying to force God to give you a new Ford. When we actually surrender to God's will, suddenly we see it differently. And when we see it differently, we realize there is no loss. The source of the pain disappears. And when the source of the pain disappears, the source came out of ignorance and came out of the way we were seeing it. By constant surrender to God, all things resolve themselves. Even very advanced and complicated, spiritually very difficult issues. The best way to handle a prayer for a Ford is to surrender your desire for a Ford. Why did you want the Ford? Because you think that happiness is something outside of yourself. If I have the new Ford, then I will feel successful and then I will feel happy. So all desires then have associated with them the unconscious belief system that they will bring us happiness. But that makes us very dependent on the external world, and so our happiness is always vulnerable, and therefore we live in fear all the time, because if the source of happiness is outside yourself, you're always in a weak and possibly victim position. If the source of happiness then is self-fulfillment within oneself, then nobody can take it away from you. And even you reach a point whether you physically live or die is really irrelevant. Many times you're like looking death in the face, and if you leave, you leave, and if you don't, you don't, and it's no big deal, frankly. When we get beset by a desire, then, we've set ourselves up for suffering. And therefore, if we're willing to surrender everything to God, see, devotional non-duality means, out of devotion to truth and to God, we're willing to surrender everything and anything, no matter what, even life itself, then it's resolved and something replaces it that is better than the new Ford would have been.